From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. A former University of Cincinnati police officer charged with murder in the shooting death of an unarmed black man during a traffic stop has been released on bond. That's according to the Hamilton County Clerk of Courts. 25-year-old Ray Tenzing was released hours after he pleaded not guilty to the death of 43-year-old Samuel DeBose, who was shot in the head during a traffic stop. Bail in the case had been set at $1 million. Video of the stop shows Tenzing, who is white, repeatedly asking DeBose for his driver's license. Tenzing has claimed he was being dragged by the car and had to open fire. President Obama is setting a goal of creating the world's fastest supercomputer. NPR's Kat Chow reports he signed an executive order today with an ambitious vision for streamlining and supercharging how government agencies tackle complicated problems.
To understand the goal of the National Strategic Computing Initiative, one has to get used to some unusual numbers. The White House says the project aims to build the first supercomputer that can operate at 1 exaflop per second. That's 1 quintillion calculations per second. The technology from the initiative will be used by government agencies, including NASA, the FBI, and the Department of Homeland Security. Industry experts say developing the technology isn't the only challenge here. The cost and the energy to run it will be extraordinary. China is currently home to the world's fastest supercomputer. That maxes out at a calculation speed of mere petaflops. Kat Chow, NPR News, Washington.
Several members of a U.S.-backed Syrian rebel group have been kidnapped by the al-Qaeda-linked Nusra Front in Syria's north. That's according to Syrian opposition sources and a monitoring group. Dalia Mortada reports those abducted have participated in America's Train and Equip program for Syrian rebels.
The U.S.-backed Division 30 in Syria has released a statement accusing the Nusra Front of kidnapping its leaders and others, urging the al-Qaeda-linked jihadist group to release their members. Opposition sources said the kidnapped leaders had participated in the American Train and Equip program in neighboring Turkey, a program set up to boost so-called moderate Syrian rebels in the fight against the self-declared Islamic State and other factions in Syria's bloody conflict. Along with housing the training program, Ankara has discussed providing air cover to Syrian rebels with Washington, though the U.S. and Turkey have not yet agreed which Syrian groups will be backed. For NPR News, I'm Dalia Mortada in Istanbul.
There were more people filing claims for first-time jobless benefits last week. The Labor Department reporting initial claims for unemployment benefits rose by 12,000 to a seasonally adjusted 267,000. Over the four-week moving average, which smooths out some of the volatility in the weekly numbers, dipped slightly, down by just over 3,700. After starting the day broadly lower, stocks regained nearly all their lost ground. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down but just 5 points at 17,745. The NASDAQ was up 17 points. The S&P 500 rose a fraction today. You're listening to NPR News in Washington. Authorities now plan to bring a piece that appears to be from an airplane wing to mainland France over the weekend for analysis. The part was found washed up ashore in the French island of Réunion Friday, possibly from a missing Malaysian Airlines jet, though at this point authorities say it's still too early to tell. French investigators hope to be able to determine whether the piece did come from Malaysia Airlines Flight 370. The plane, a Boeing 777 with 239 people on board, was flying from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it vanished nearly a year and a half ago after turning south toward the Indian Ocean. During the Gaza conflict last summer, there was an upsurge in reported anti-Semitic attacks in Britain. Larry Miller says that trend continued in the first 6 months of this year.
Across the United Kingdom, there were nearly 500 reported anti-Semitic incidents between January and June. The monitoring group, the Community Security Trust, says that's a 53% increase from the same period a year ago and may in part be due to victims being more inclined to report incidents. There were 44 assaults, two said to involve extreme violence. A third of the incidents were verbal abuse of Jewish people in public. There was also desecration of synagogues, cemeteries, and other Jewish property. Earlier this year, a survey suggested a quarter of British Jews had considered leaving the country, and more than half felt they had no long-term future in Europe. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
California officials say it appears residents in the state are cutting their water use. Data released today by the state's Water Resources Control Board indicating that overall water use last month fell by 27%. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.